Blog Talk Radio.
Meditate on these studies, reflect on them, go back over them, and most important, when you come to some conclusion, firm conclusion, you make the right decision and apply Yah's word to your life. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. One of the student teachers along with me on this show is Cartrell of New York City, Brother Cartrell. He loves the Most High with all his mind, heart, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself, rightly so. And so should all of you. Praise Yah. A lot of things that are transpiring today wouldn't be happening if we loved our brothers and sisters as we loved ourselves. And it's certainly true. Because this universe is a hellhole, especially in the Republicans' decision-making in choosing their leader, a known liar, loves to lie, and got no problem with it. And that's the man they want to lead them. A sad statement of affairs, and it's certainly true. So without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Brother Cartrell. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. The fight is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom, Brother Yamsu Fahari. May the Most High bless you. How you doing?
Nisanya and I, we're doing quite well. She says shalom under the circumstances.
Shout out to Sister Nisanya. Shalom. How you doing, sister?
Shalom, Katria. Shalom.
Yeah, yeah. Sister Avia out there, hopefully. Shalom to her, too.
Well, she may be at her studies, but she's not on the telephone line.
Praise God.
Praise God.
But yeah, man. Things are happening in the world that we need to be observant of. And the fact that they will follow a corrupt man, so many people will follow Donald Trump in his wickedness. The man is wicked. He's a proven criminal, a shyster, charlatan, and he told the American people he wanted to be a dictator. I don't know if they're ready for that. But I imagine if he get in office, he's going to be the dictator that he's talking that he want to be.
Exactly. I wouldn't doubt it, Brother Country. I wouldn't doubt it.
But for us, Yamsu, the Most High wants us to get it right. He don't want us to follow other nations and their corruption and their wickedness. He wants us to get it right so we can show other nations how to deal with Yah's creation. Because they don't really know. They're not in tune with it.
No. It's true, brother.
So we got to get it right. Our people, stop following them and follow the directives of the Most High so we can teach them what the Most High wants from mankind, from human beings, from the nations.
Exactly.
They don't really know.
Sad to say, but it's true.
Yeah.
They don't really know.
And the world suffers because of it.
Exactly.
But yeah, your man Donald Trump is in big trouble, deep water. And people follow him. They was talking about he's the second coming of Jesus. Like, that's cool.
All right.
Y'all see him as the second coming of Jesus?
Okay, gotcha. Enough said. That's why we need these studies, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. The first one didn't work.
Yeah, we're the first couple.
Yeah, so... I guess this guy, he's supposed to work for him. All right, Katria. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, everyone turn to Shoptim, chapter 12. Some of you call it Judges. Chapter 12. Yephthah is about to have a conflict with Ephraim in chapter 12. When a man of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over toward Zaphon and said to Jephthah, why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon? Why would they have a bone to pick with them? And did not call us to go with you. We will burn your house down on you with fire. We're going to burn you up in the house. And that's doing too much. And Yephthah said to them, my people and I were in a great struggle with the people of Ammon. And when I called you, you did not deliver me out of their hands. So when I saw that you would not deliver me, I took my life in my own hand and crossed over against the people of Ammon. You wouldn't do it. I asked you. You wouldn't do it, so I took it into my own hands to cross over against the people of Ammon. You left with no other choice. And Yah delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me? Now Yephthah gathered together all the sons of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. And the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim because they said, you Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim, among the Ephraimites, and among Maasathites. The Gileadites seized the force of the Jordan before the Ephraimites arrived. And when any Ephraimite who escaped said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead would say to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" And he would say, "No." Then they would say to him, "Then say, Shibullah." And the reason why they had him in the city is because this was a common word among the Gileadites and how they spoke it. And he would say, Zibbole. But he could not pronounce it right. Just like if Cartier asked me to come to New York City, and he said, "Are you from New York City?" I said, "Well, sure, Cartier." And Cartier would pronounce something that he knew I would be familiar with if I was from New York and pronounce it. And if I didn't say it right, Cartier says, "No, brother, you ain't from New York City. You didn't pronounce that right." And he wouldn't know by the pronunciation of why I said, "No, Yom Suf, you ain't from New York. Stop lying." And so they gave him a word was common to them, the Gileadites, but it was not common for the Ephraimites. And so when he said the word, it didn't sound right to them. He would say, Zebulah. He could not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him at the fords of the Jordan. There fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites. And Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah, the Gileadite, died and was buried among the cities of Gilead. Now you had two more men came on the scene. Abazan, Elon, and Abdon. After him, Abazan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons. He had 30 daughters to marriage and brought in 30 daughters from Eswell for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. And Abazan died and was buried in Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulite judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. And Elon the Zebulite died and was buried at Ajalon, in the country of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, the son of Ahiliah, the Parathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 young donkeys. He judged Israel 8 years. And then Abdon, the son of Ahiliah, the Parathonite, died and was buried in Parathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the mountains, the Amalekites. Obviously, it appears to me that these were men of Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim. And they were from different families, apparently from the tribe of Ephraim. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartier, you have the mic, brother.
All praise to the Holy One in Yisrael. The story sounds familiar, right?
Yes, it does.
If we go back to the 8th chapter of the book of Judges, real quick. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go back. Go back, brother.
Judges, chapter 8. It says the men of Ephraim. Ain't that where we're at now?
Exactly.
Same dudes. They talking to Gideon now. They ain't talking to Jephthah. This is before Gideon. They asking Gideon the same freaking question. Why have you treated us this way? That you did not call us when you went to fight with Midian. Then he rebuked him sharply, and he said to them, "What have I now done in comparison with you? Isn't the gleaning of the grace of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? Elohim has delivered into your hand the prince of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb. What was I able to do in comparison with you? Then the anger was abated towards him when he said that. So why do these brothers got a problem with victorious judges in Israel? Like, you know, the call went out and y'all wasn't there. And after these judges get the victory, they want to come and try to, you know, say why you didn't call us. Did that make sense? Does it make
no, it
any
doesn't.
Sense?
No, it doesn't.
So in chapter 12, we got a civil war because Jephthah, he didn't call these Ephraimites to go to battle with him. And they got a problem with that. And because they got a problem with that, they want to fight him. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't, brother.
Nah, don't make sense at all. So we got a civil war in Israel because some brothers got their victory and some brothers feel offended because they didn't get credit for the victory because they wasn't there, even though they was called. Because Jephthah, he says, I called y'all. Y'all ain't come. Y'all didn't help me out. And when I got the victory that the Most High gave me, now here y'all come. And you want to fight me? That's how we do each other. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Exactly.
That is so true.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we got to know our history. Got to know our patterns. And guess what? We have to change, don't we?
Yeah.
Get them brothers props for getting the victory. It might not have been you. You might not have been down. But celebrate the victory of every Israelite that gets a victory. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Cottrell. The students, Cottrells, about to share with us the last segment of study, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even our great king, King Solomon. Like we listen to the thoughts of King David in the song, the book of Psalms, we're hearing the thoughts and the mindset of King Solomon. King Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes says, chapter 10, he says, death lies. Make the perfumer's ointment give off a stench. So a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. So you can have all the wisdom and honor, and you can have a fool in the midst of it that will spoil everything. Because people will listen to the fool rather than to the wise counsel that's being provided. Says a wise man's heart is found. Huh?
Considering Trump, Kadria, I would say this right on point.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that if King Solomon was around today, Donald Trump will be the top fool on his list.
Exactly.
Says a wise man's heart inclines him to the right. Let me read that again. A wise man's heart inclines him to the right. How many wise men are there on planet Earth? Because ain't too many people doing right.
By the looks of a very few, country, unfortunately.
So most people on planet Earth are fools, because it says, put a fool's heart to the left. And we ain't talking about Republican or Democrat. The right or the left. Even when a fool walks on the road, he lacks sense. And he says to everyone that he's a fool. If the anger of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your place, for calmness will lay great offense to rest. Yeah, you can't panic when the king is mad at you. You got to face up. King Solomon says, there's an evil that I've seen under the sun. What evil have you seen, King Solomon? As it were, an error proceeding from the ruler. folly is set in many high places, and the rich sit in a low place. I've seen slaves on horses and princes walking on the ground like slaves. Oh. And they always show that picture of slavery where our people are picking cotton, and you got the white man on a horse with a whip. The white man on a horse with a whip, he's the real slave, while the prince is picking cotton. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and a serpent will bite him who breaks through a wall. He who quarries stones is hurt by them, and he who splits logs is endangered by them. If the iron is blunt and one does not sharpen the edge, he must use more strength. But wisdom helps one to success. So your axe is blunt. You don't sharpen it, you ain't gonna get much work done. So you have to sharpen your axe to get more productivity. If the serpent bites before it is charmed, there's no advantage to the charmer. So you're telling people you could charm a snake, but the snake bites you, you look like a fool.
Basically, Contrail, said a key word. He who sharpens his axe, who doesn't sharpen his axe, must put it more difficult work. And that applies to your actions, too. He who sharpens your actions, according to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, don't have to put in that much work. You got to put in something, but not to the extent of a person not being sharpened by the word of Yah. Praise Yah.
And that's the spiritual realm, right?
Exactly.
Because it applies in the spiritual realm. We made up mental, spiritual, and physical.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can look at it like you chopping a piece of a tree with an axe, but if your spirituality is blunt, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
King Solomon says, the words of a wise man's mouth win him favor, but the lips of a fool consume him. And you could go on Fool's Book right now, and you could see people being consumed by their foolishness.
Exactly.
The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is evil madness. You could definitely see evil madness on Fool's Book. A fool multiplies words. Huh?
We see it in life.
You see it in life?
Yeah, we see it in life, not only on Fool's Book, but personally speaking. We see it in life.
Bro. That too. Well, what Fool's Book does is make a permanent record. Because you can't erase what you post on Fool's Book, on Facebook, right?
Exactly.
So everything you say on Fool's Book is being recorded, and we can see your foolishness, and your foolishness is going to consume you.
Exactly.
The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is madness. So you don't want to go mad. Don't listen to the fools on Fool's Book. Because a fool multiplies words, though no man knows what is to be. And who can tell him what will be after him? Only the holy prophets can do that. Only the prophets can see the vision of the future, which Moses and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the prophets that we read about, they saw what was to come. But it's not the average man that can see what's to come. It says the toil of a fool wearies him, but he does not know the way to the city. It's like being in a maze, and you can't get out of it. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning, because the princes ain't going to give good counsel to a king that's a child. They just partying like it's 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Happy are you, O land, when your king is the son of the nobility, and your princes feast at the proper time for strength and not for drunkenness. Yeah, like King Solomon said, it's time and place for everything under the sun. It ain't always a time to be feasting and partying, especially when you're running a nation.
Exactly.
It says, through sloth, the roof sinks in. Yeah, what is sloth? You being lazy. You want to fix the roof. And if you don't fix the roof, what's going to happen to the roof? It's going to sink in. And through indolence, the house leaks. So you too lazy to fix what's wrong with your house going to fall in. And that's metaphorically to everything that applies to us, because our nation has fallen in because we've been slothful. It says, bread is made for laughter and wine gladdens life. And money answers everything. Okay. That's what we think now, right? Money answers everything. Money is the solution to all our problems.
Right.
Some people think wine makes them happy. King Solomon, in the last verse, says, even in your thoughts, do not curse the king. If we have a king, don't even think about cursing him. Nor in your bedroom, curse the rich. For a bird of the air will carry your voice, or some winged creature will tell the matter. Amazing. The king will find out how you're thinking about him, one way or another. Your feelings
Amazing.
About him are going to come to him sooner or later. And you ain't
exactly.
feeling the king, and you find that out, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
All praise. Praise y'all.
All praises. Thank you very much, Brother Cottrell, for that fine study in the Word of Yah, according to King Salomo, so we can have some wisdom and understand to exercise and to apply in our lives. It's very important. These studies are very important universally. It tells you what to look for in men. It tells you what to look for in women. It tells you what to look for in each other. It tells you what to look for in nations. These studies are instrumental for our improvement. No other studies are great as fine as these studies. And our King and our spiritual King, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments?
Well, I concur with you, because you ain't learning this stuff in Oxford or Cambridge or Harvard or Yale. It's just you and me, brother, bringing these
exactly.
words of Yah, the great King.
Exactly.
King Shlomo, and he's the king. He's letting you know. It's how you're supposed to treat a king or approach a king, and you better be careful how you do it.
Exactly.
We ain't got no kings right now, but the Most High might reinstall the king, and it's good to have this information, right, beforehand.
Exactly.
But all praise on to the Most High for preserving these words. Because how long ago King Solomon, King David, Moses, and the prophets wrote these words? Or for the fact that they still exist and they haven't disappeared, you know, over time? We give thanks and praise to the Most High to allow us to tap into the fountains of living waters of the Book of Wisdom, Knowledge, and Understanding.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for studying right along with us. Now it's up to you. Restudy them. Meditate on them. On your bed at night when you're troubled by something. Meditate on the Word of Yah. Most important, apply the Word of Yah. Bless Yah. Bless you. And bless your family. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you, Brother Yasu. May the Most High bless you and your family. And
thank you, brother.
Everything else out there is a distraction. These words are vital to our souls.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom.
Cause only the willing society. The children aren't guilty, no. Stand in the circle of peace. Yeah, hey. Cause only the willing will see their dreams. I got to get it on. Stand in the circle of peace. Need it strong. Only the willing will see their dreams. There comes that time you've got to face the test. And knowing this effort that you cannot rest. For my inaction there is no defense.